Hey, this is Josh from We Hate Podcasts. Thanks for tuning in on iTunes. Please leave us a rating and review to let us know you care.
You can hear our show on Stitcher. Stitcher is radio on demand. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free at Stitcher.com or in the App Store or Google Play. All right.
Fucking animals.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother...
It's a fucking podcast.
We're back with another episode of We Hate Podcast.
Episode 9. I interrupted you saying the name of the show. My bad.
Yeah, Jesus, no, it's okay. Christ. What show is this?
No one's going
to
know.
Welcome to InfoWars with Alex Jones.
I'm an American. I got a big heart.
That sounds like Alex Jones a little.
Whoa. Welcome shirtless. Back. I am shirtless and greasy right now.
I really hate that you record these shirtless. It's just weird.
Why?
Like, you have to like let us know that you record these things fucking shirtless. I don't get it. Anyways.
My nipples are out and I'm feeling good.
You're telling me you haven't been naked and done one of these podcasts yet?
No, dude.
Oh, man.
I have a bamboo ass pillow that I can't sit on naked because then it'll forever be stained with my ass.
Wash your ass, dude.
Yeah, dude. Wash your nasty ass.
I bathe every 3 or 4 days.
But do you wash your ass, though?
Yeah, I have to take baths because my foot's still in a cast.
Ew.
Yeah, dude, I put a bunch of soap in the water, and then I spin around, call it a washing machine.
You put your clothes in there, too? That's a twofer.
I just imagine the lady you frequent being like, just walking in, be like, what?
Oh,
what's
God.
Going on? And you're just like, like going in circles.
The thing is, if she walked in there and I was doing that, she'd just be like, oh god, all right. And then just shut the door.
Yeah,
really, this
is what I'm married.
Nope, not married, just frequent each other.
Oh yeah, y'all do frequent.
That's funny.
Thanks. Hey, never gonna be dad.
Hey, it's important for our listeners to know that me and Marcus broke our sobriety on this podcast.
Order.
Wait, is that the is that, do you hear that? Is that another bro court coming in?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, and?
Bro court!
Yeah. Eventually we'll have a theme song that we can throw in there, and it'll sound really quality. Yeah, it'll be like, bro court, and it'll be like a metal dude, and then it'll be like drums and like a guitar, just like.
Yeah, we gotta have somebody get on like.
Shredding that gnar.
Early 90s.
Shred that gnar, baby.
Early 90s. Hey, I've never been so lost in my life when Nas kept saying that. I was like,
shred that gnar.
I don't know what this is.
We finally found the
racial
divide.
Like if I Google it, Google is gonna be like, for real, bro?
That's. That's. That's the racial divide between the Mexican and the two white guys. Shred that gnar. Like,
y'all
holy
both got
shit.
It. And I was like, whoa.
I don't know what fuck that means.
For real, bro?
For real, bro?
It just shows a wave. It's just like it's a fucking wave.
It's a wave. Yeah, you fucking get it. I feel like if you type that into Google, like images, it would specifically be white people.
You not shred, bro?
It was Narkill so growing up, man. It was Narkill.
Fucking Narkill, dude.
Narkill.
Never heard that in my life.
Straight ever. Bashing that nar-nar, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think anyone's ever actually said that
this is,
sentence.
This needs to be on, like, when people are like, dude, you're so white. No, I'm not. This is proof and evidence that I am not white at all.
Refer them to this part of the podcast.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, you're definitely not white.
Holy
okay.
Shit! What the fuck do you hang out with?
Those two.
Those two fucking jabronis, dude.
Fucking.
Jabroni. Like we say jabroni now. Yeah. That's the thing.
The white out bros. Let's do this, baby.
Anyways, let me Google the name of some judges so I can make a joke, because I know two of them.
Anyways, back to our intro for Brocourt.
Famous judge.
So
you guys can keep doing the intro. I'm just going to narrate my Google.
So I'm taking the stance on best fast food being Taco Bell. And Marcus says it's Panera.
Which it is. That's
a fucking cool name. Well, we'll find out. I forgot her name. Fuck. Sandra O'Connor? More like Sandra Bro-Connor. Let's go, boys.
There we go. Sandra Bro-Connor.
All right. First up. Panera v. Taco Bell.
So official.
Dude, I spent $11 on Amazon to make this bit work. All right. All right. Taco Bell. Opening statement.
As the ladies and gentlemen of the court, because I can't understand what gender you specifically are, ma'am, sir. And I'm here to defend Taco Bell's honor being the absolute best fast food in the industry. And
that was weak. I'm going to move on from that. All right. Our resident backseat comedian, go ahead and defend Panera for whatever reason.
Panera bread is made with super fresh ingredients, and I would also like to
order Austin. Order in the court. I fucking hate when people say Panera bread. You know what I mean? Like, I get that that's like the title of it, but just call it Panera. Don't be a douche.
Okay, Panera. And then also, would also like to talk about how he said honor. He's defending their honor. What honor?
We'll get into that. My honor.
It's that's an opening fucking statement.
Yeah, but I'm still coming for that next.
All right.
Yo, eat my ass, dickwad.
Austin to the stand. Order. Order. Austin to the stand. Really, man? So fucking lame.
Alright. Okay, Austin has hooves now.
Rode his fucking horse inside the courtroom.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Are you a
minotaur, dude?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Great joke. All right. First round of questioning. Go for it, Marco.
Okay. Quality of food. Where does that stand?
Austin, I would like an honest, which quality is better? No other words. Panera bread, which I hate saying, or Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
You perjured yourself, bro.
I didn't, because...
All right, fine.
Hold on.
Back it up. You got it.
Okay. If you look, the whole menu of Taco Bell is actually going to have a healthier choice than anything in Panera.
That actually has
the healthiest menu out of all American fast food.
I will say that doesn't determine the quality of it. That just determines the caloric intake of it. So you still perjured yourself. Next question, Marco.
I don't think you know what perjured means, asshole.
It means you lied in court, you stupid cunt. I Googled it. Get fucked. All right, Marco, go.
Yeah. Aside from being probably the most affordable, what makes you the best?
Well, first off, I'm pretty fucking awesome. So
Taco Bell, I'm sorry. You're Taco Bell right now, so.
I'm Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You're defending Taco Bell, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Now there's favoritism going on in court.
There's always favoritism. I'm the judge.
All right.
Like, whoever's
what makes
been
me
nicer
so awesome
me usually wins.
The thing that makes me so awesome is for $10, I get a massive quantity at any time of day and later through the night than your bitch ass restaurant with less than 50% drive through ratings.
Ooh. So, what you're saying is you not only get better quantity, but also better quality.
And later through the night. So we're open more hours through the day.
Backseat comedian is really taking the backseat in this court, if you know what I mean. Loser.
All right. Those are both good points, in a way.
All right, good. Marcus, get on the stand. You're worthless right now. Okay. Question.
I'm not taking steps because I'm already here.
Okay, good. Austin, feel free to question.
Thank you, Your Honor.
What a cocksuck.
Hey.
Sucking up always works when you have a biased judge.
Objection. I'm being interrupted by the judge and the other backseat comedian.
Objection confirmed.
Oh, the other backseat comedian? So there's another
strike.
And it's you?
Yes, obviously, asshole. Anyway.
I'm the driver.
Have you seen Panera's Twitter game?
I have not.
Oh, well, objection. You can't bring up Twitter unless you're referring specifically to Wendy's because they're the premier.
That is true. Thank they you, are Your Honor. They are the premier. We can't. That's why I'm not comparing Taco Bell to Wendy's. Taco Bell's Twitter game.
Oh, I run a really fast fucking 100-yard dash.
The reason I bring this up, though, is because has Panera ever given $20,000 to a scholarship out of the whole time they have been an organization?
No, but I don't eat $20,000 scholarships. I eat badass Panera bread food.
It's the whole picture of this argument. No, what makes Taco Bell better?
We're talking about the food. Food is better.
I'm glad that you get to fucking make the
decision.
We're
talking about the restaurants themselves. You know, as a whole, as an entity.
Oh, okay. Panera's better.
Interesting. All right, next question.
Because Taco Bell has to give $20,000 away just to compete with Panera Bread?
No, because they can just drop that money just
to
be nice people.
They overcompensate because they have shitty-ass food.
I'm sorry, are
you
on the stand?
You are, actually. We did the bit earlier. You're on the stand right now. Just a heads up. I don't know if you actually knew or not, but...
Yeah, I'm on the stand.
Okay, just making sure you knew. Move to strike.
Let's go with time. How much time does it take after you order your Panera to actually sit down and start eating your Panera?
7 minutes and 38 seconds. I timed my last visit.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I want you to send the stats to me.
Dog, you can't afford that fucking place.
This was 2 weeks ago when I was paid and had money in my account.
All right, objection on myself. My bad.
Not only do you, as mentioned when I was on the stand, you get $10 for a massive quantity, you can also decide to eat healthier on the menu, right?
With Panera Bread? Yes, you can.
Hmm.
That is a good point, because they have salads, and the only salad that Taco Bell has is
and vegan options.
Fuck, no. No.
I mean, I'm just saying, if that's your thing...
Don't you ever bring up vegans in my fucking courtroom.
Okay.
That's
never.
Weird. Healthiest... drive through.
Are you doing research while questioning?
Nope.
Yeah,
I'm proving you this.
Nope.
I already have it written down in my notes.
Objection.
I already have it written down in my notes.
I heard your keyboard, you little butthole.
I'm showing you that
I don't
want to
see it firsthand. I just want the personal accounts of it. I don't care that much.
Okay. Well, they have a Fresca menu. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And in the Fresca menu is where you can order healthier options than anything in Panera, because in Panera the carb count is way higher than the Fresca menu on any Taco Bell.
I will say, what does Fresca mean?
Fresh.
In which language?
His language.
That would be Taco Bell language.
Because how do you say fresh in Spanish?
Yeah, it's Fresca.
Oh, interesting. So it's just going with their vibe of being a Mexican restaurant. Good.
First off, I'm all Taco Bell. And the last thing I really want to bring up right now, before I was rudely interrupted, I was talking about the carb count.
Welcome to our podcast.
Okay.
Well, that's fair. Not only is the carb count lower on the Fresca menu, but it is so fucking expensive to go to Panera. What was your last order at Panera, and how much was it?
It was an avocado chicken panini, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And with the drink and chips, it was, I think, 11 something.
Mm, that's interesting. How hungry
you didn't go with
were
the baguette?
You
got chips?
Yeah, I got chips.
Get the baguette, man. It's so good.
I should have.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
That's another point.
But I was pretty hungry, and I ate it. I got full, and I didn't feel like a fat fuck after I finished my food.
It's interesting. So... after a long night of drinking, would you just stumble into a Panera?
Well, obviously not. They're not open later.
Oh, but what is open?
Taco Bell.
Oh. So not only is Taco Bell there for you as an alcoholic, just in case
Taco
any
Barrel.
Of our alcoholic listeners are here. Panera is not from the mouth of the actual defendant of Panera. Stewing it. Stewing it, you fucking jabroni.
Stewing it. Listen, I'll give you that. Taco Bell's open later. It appeals to the drunk and or stoned customers. But when you're going for quality...
Not that we
quality,
advocate drugs. Not that
no,
we
don't.
Advocate drugs on this podcast.
It's definitely
drugs
alcohol, but
really,
not drugs.
Really bad.
They are. but I choose to go for quality when I can, when it's open, over quantity. And that's why, to me, Panera is the best fast food. Because they're kind of on that hinge of fast food and being a restaurant, but they're still fast food. It's the best fast food you can get.
Does your Panera have a drive-thru?
The one close to me, I do not believe it does, no. But for 7 minutes, I'll sit down and eat.
Every Taco Bell has a drive-thru.
That's cool. Guess what? Every hooker has herpes.
That's also not true. I'm clean, so obviously not all of them. But also, there are. I have been to a Taco Bell that did not have a drive-thru. So I think your facts
are going to a mall?
Whoa!
I didn't say where I was. I said there wasn't a drive-thru.
Yeah,
you made that. And if you drove through it, you would be driving through a mall and getting, I'm certain, a bunch of vehicular manslaughter charges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Standalone Taco Bells all have a drive-thru.
Let's do some closing. Let's do some closing statements. Austin.
Okay.
Let me just chug my drink first.
Loudly.
Listeners, other people that I don't want to associate with right now, Taco Bell is the best thing to happen to mankind. It's the only place for $20 I can get enough food to feed the homeless in quantity, a large quantity.
Homeless
Not
people
only
don't
that,
like Taco Bell.
Excuse me?
Homeless people don't really care for Taco Bell.
No, but they'll still fucking eat it.
They won't. I'm the king
of
the
homeless. Your $10 turned into
$20
now.
They would fucking eat it. You can't fucking say a
fallacy. I am the king of the homeless, and I know what they want.
Nope.
Yep. He is.
Yeah. Continue your thing, though.
No, I'm done.
Good so far.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, so riveting. I can't believe you're done. All right. Marco, you go.
Yeah, Panera Bread is the best. Suck my dick.
All right, good. I'm going to rule in favor of the defendant of Taco Bell.
Why?
Because Taco Bell is way fucking better than Panera. Like, it's so much better. It's insane. And your arguments were poor, Marcus. Like, 7 minutes, 28 seconds.
Wow.
I know that's a time you made up, you fucking
liar.
Wow.
No, it's not. I really did do that. I really did.
Austin
yes.
and I got two sandwiches, and it was $23.
Oh, y'all went there together? The case is thrown out. Fuck y'all.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Did you give him a hand job on the way over there? Because I know that's true.
No, he didn't. Because that's illegal to drive and give hand jobs. He gave it to me in the bathroom of the Panera. So stop yelling in my gosh darn. Stop yelling in my courtroom. We also went to Taco Bell, so it was a fair trial. However, they did put the Mexican pizza at the very bottom, and it got all smush and literally looked like someone diarrheaed on top of some tortillas.
To be fair, I
didn't. Has that ever happened in Panera Bread? No.
To be fair, I did throw it.
That's true. You did throw it. However, I will say that you're both kind of wrong. Chick-fil-A is obviously the premier fast food establishment.
So we're
both
the white guy would say that, dude.
Yeah.
The white Mormon, dude.
Go Chick-fil-A.
Oh, shit, no.
That's what they said, not me, dude.
All right, well, that one's obviously thrown out because y'all both gave each other beejers on the way to fucking Panera Bread.
Okay, so now we're upgrading the handy J's.
I wasn't there
to
watch. To
blowy J's.
So I wasn't there to watch. Oh. So case thrown out.
I'm not winning this argument. So obviously, you guys fucked each other.
Wow, that's real fucking elementary. Bro.
Yeah, explain the logistics on that, Braj. I have not
explain
left.
Explain the
area.
Logistics. The logistics. So define logistics.
How do you get one thing from another thing? To one another thing. How do you get something to another place?
It's so wildly fucking unintelligent. It blows my mind.
Don't ask me to define words when I'm three beers in, dude. You know
You fucking rager, bro. I have three souls. Don't tell me what to do.
This dude fucks over here. Watch out.
Oh, okay. God.
We can't even dole out a punishment because he still hasn't gone through with the last one.
Well...
We both lost.
I was gonna say let's just do best two out of three, but Marcus has already lost two in a row.
Well, no, I haven't, because that case got thrown out.
Can I?
No, the case was very much in favor of Taco Bell.
You just said Chick-fil-A.
Okay, listen, assholes.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I just won two back to back. That means I get to be judge next time around.
Fine. I'm not giving you my gavel though.
I'll get my own.
Fine, dude.
I'll just fucking slam my head into my keyboard. Everyone will get the same idea.
It'll be the same.
You missed
thing.
A perfect opportunity for a dick joke.
We're in sixth grade and that's funny. Piece of shit.
Dick jokes are pretty funny.
They, like, a lot of the time are pretty funny. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I'll slam my soft dick on the counter.
It sounds like this.
Hey, how was everyone's week? Holy shit. Can you do that again?
It hurt a lot the first time.
Did you sack tap your mic?
I had to stand basically on top of it due to the shortness of my donger. Anyways, it was brought to my attention that there's another court case.
Can't even keep a straight face.
Woo! We're in fucking performance mode, fellas. I have been told that there's another court case that you guys wanted to discuss.
There is.
I already have preconceived notions about this one, so one of you is pretty much already gonna win. But you know, go for it.
Yeah, Marcus, I was the one actually. I was the one that actually like fucking brought this on because of what I said about Deadpool, the movie. I said it was overrated. I didn't really understand all the hype. It was an okay superhero movie. Whatever.
It was like Black Panther. Like, where are the white people? You know what I mean? That's a good joke. All right. That's a good fucking joke. I actually really appreciated Black Panther. I thought it was good. I streamed it. I'm not going to go to the movies with a cast on.
Wow, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking money from these fucking millionaires. Suck my dick.
Yeah, dude. That's
fucking idiots.
Probably the most racist thing you've ever done. Stream Black Panther, dude.
Hey, what?
Did you take your hood off before you watched the movie?
Yeah, because the eye holes don't line up very well.
Jesus Christ.
Fun fact about that, the original comic book, the writer was told after the first issue to add more white people. Like, not a joke. So the dude had them in the next episode, or the next comic book, they had him go beat the shit out of a bunch of KKK members, which I thought was fucking hilarious.
That's fucking sweet.
I was like, yeah, dude.
That's actually pretty goddamn cool.
Yeah, right? I just wanted to say that little fun fact that you guys, that way everyone listening knows that I'm not actually a fucking racist.
You're not,
shit.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't have to go to Broke over this. We can just argue it out like men.
No.
Okay.
Broke court.
Okay.
Broke court. Bro, I bought the fucking gavel. I'm using it.
Shit.
Broke court 3.0. That was pretty good, boys. All right, so this next court case, Marcus, what are you bringing to this case? What is your opinion that you need to change the public's mind on?
My opinion was that Ryan Reynolds plays the same character pretty much in every big movie that he's done.
All right, and Austin, what's your defense?
He doesn't do it in every movie he's in.
I said every big movie.
Nope, I can quote you specifically. Ooh. Said
he actually
in every
on this podcast.
Movie.
Yeah, I did
on
say
this
every
podcast,
movie. Fuck.
On this podcast right now, he just said every big movie.
Mm-hmm.
Play the tape.
Say it again.
Don't do
Ryan
that.
Reynolds plays the same character in every big movie.
There it is.
Oh, look at
it
that.
It worked anyways.
Hey, look at that. We did it.
Yeah. Editing
all right,
skills.
I almost so forgot Austin, what I said.
Marcus, why do you think that he plays the same role in every movie? Every big movie.
Well, he's like I got fucking just made fun of because I was making fun of The Rock. Because he's a, what is it? What's it called? A type actor, like when they cast you in
typecast.
Yeah, typecast, yeah, where they cast you in certain movies and certain scripts because they know that's
every,
the only thing
everyone
that you can
knows
do.
What typecasting is except you in this situation.
Yeah, I did not know what it was before, but then I found out what it was. So he's typecasted in these movies because that's the only thing he can play, is that like kind of funny, witty, sarcastic dude in every single movie. Even some of them that he's kind of serious in, he still has that, like...
Which ones?
Demeanor.
Well, Austin, what's your defense to that statement that he just made?
All I have to do is name the movies where he's completely proven wrong. Amityville
Horror. Name a big movie where he doesn't act like Ryan Reynolds.
Amityville Horror.
I've never seen that. It sounds spooky.
It is. He played in a serious movie.
Did he make a joke?
He was going to murder people because he was possessed.
Yeah, but he still made.
It doesn't matter.
I've seen that movie.
Making a joke and being Ryan
Several
Reynolds
jokes.
Are two different things.
I saw that movie.
Mm, okay. All right,
and what's another movie, Austin?
Definitely Maybe. It's a
the
chick
fucking,
flick
the
where...
fucking rom-com?
Yep.
Where he was acting like Ryan Reynolds the whole movie?
Nope, he was more serious.
I haven't seen that fucking movie, dude.
Yes, he has.
No,
yes, he did.
He was
not,
not
the
acting
whole movie,
like Ryan Reynolds.
But he did.
He is not stereotypical Ryan Reynolds in that movie. He has a daughter... And
isn't that the one with Dakota Fanning's little sister?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the little girl's name?
South Dakota
know,
Fanning?
Dude.
South Dakota Fanning was in that.
Good.
That's fucking incredible,
oh,
in my opinion.
Okay.
You're just fucking salty because you thought of two movies where Ryan Reynolds wasn't Ryan Reynolds, and you're like, they're not agreeing with me. I'm going to be upset now.
What are you talking about? I'm absolutely right. Just fucking watch the movie, you blind and deaf motherfuckers.
Oh, so now we don't have blind and deaf fans because we're just going to make fun of them.
Wow. Wow.
This is what court's like if you're black, I think.
Braille, dude.
I'm going to lose this regardless. Okay. Cause
yes, absolutely.
Marcus can't lose three in a row.
He can.
I could.
Have the power.
But I'm not going to lose this one because it's pretty fucking obvious.
You're fucking wrong. You said fucking thing.
Somebody's getting mad.
You can't just laugh like Santa Claus. You have to have a rebuttal, man.
All right, let me name the movies. Let me name in the movies. That's like Santa Claus coming. Let me name the movies.
Oh, it's a white Christmas, girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting as well.
Oh, all right. Let me name the movies that he is the same character. Deadpool, Green Lantern, The Proposal, National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
Don't ever bring up the Green Lantern in my courtroom, because that was the worst movie that's ever been created.
Yep.
No, it wasn't.
I agree.
Holy shit.
Van Wilder, Just Friends, Deadpool 2, I'm assuming. Safe House, The Change Up, The Voices, let me see, Adventureland, Smoking Aces.
Wait, are you picking only comedies?
No, these are the ones that he's... I'm picking the ones that he's the exact same character. Harold and Kumar, Criminal, Chaos Theory.
When was he in Harold and Kumar?
He was in Harold and Kumar.
No, he was
the doctor dude.
What?
He was the one of the surgeons.
Oh.
He was a male nurse, asshole.
I thought you said he was the darker dude, and I was like, nah, man.
Nah,
that was Kumar.
No, okay, he was one of the male nurses. Sorry.
Nurses.
But those are the majority of his big blockbuster, went to theaters, actually a good movie, quote-unquote, movies. And he's played the same character,
so
which is
the
majority.
That,
those are the only movies?
Those are the majority, yeah.
Okay.
He's been in a lot of movies, but some of them did not go to theaters.
So the reason I took you to this court case wasn't for the majority. It was for every.
You brought him to court over a stipulation and wording?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I like to fucking win.
You're not winning.
You can't just do blanket statements like that.
Let me tell you this about society. They don't care about that.
Yeah, they fucking do.
No, we care about school shootings, okay? That's what we care about.
Yeah.
And they're
not
bad. Also, you didn't
also Ryan Reynolds being
bad
in a movie.
No, I mean, like, at least teachers will have guns now, so they're not all bad, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense to give all the teachers guns.
It does.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Course. But I will say, from my personal experience as the judge in this courtroom, that's completely out of my grasp now, because you guys have each had a drink each, and now you're crazy, but I will say that Austin is making better points, but I'm not a huge Ryan Reynolds fan. Like, if I had to pick a dude in Hollywood, it'd probably be him, or, like, Terry Crews, because he's got the muscle to defend me, you know? But, I don't know, man, he does seem to kind of get typecasted. Like, he gets casted as Ryan Reynolds. Like, it's the same thing with, like, Danny McBride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, Danny McBride is
But Danny
amazing.
McBride is actually
but
funny. Yeah.
He is Danny McBride all the time.
Yep, in every single movie. And that's not bad, unless you're... But that's the thing. Like, it's not bad, but that's the point I'm trying to make. In every movie that you can remember, that you've seen, he's that same actor.
That's fair. And I'll appreciate that point. Austin, how do you feel?
I took him over specific wording. When he was going off on Deadpool sucks, he also was like, he's just playing Ryan Reynolds like he does in every movie.
Didn't say Deadpool sucks, said it was overrated.
Deadpool is overrated.
Saying it's overrated is the same shit.
No, it's
not. Saying
it's,
you're low-key saying it sucks.
I liked it. I enjoyed the movie. I just didn't fucking get the hype, and I'm not going to get a Deadpool tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
Are you surprised that he's not getting a Deadpool tattoo?
No, I'm like, why? What does that have to do with this?
Because people get all hyped about it, and they're like, oh, Deadpool, yeah. And what, it's, no.
What people are you hanging out with?
I don't hang out with anyone. Those are just people that I know.
I want names. I want names.
I'll give
I really
you
didn't
name.
Think I didn't really think it would be this way, but Austin, 3-0 sweep.
What?
Court's adjourned.
What? Dude, what? No fucking way. He went to court over wording? Because he had no points?
He's white in court. What do you want me to do?
God damn it! The system is rigged, dude.
Welcome to America, Marcus.
System is rigged. Because my dick is brown?
That's not true.
That's not true. My dong is a little is
because
a little
my balls
little
are darker.
That's fucked, dude. That is fucked.
I'm sorry, but that's
I'm
how
gonna
it...
eat my jalapeno alone in my room tonight in the dark.
It's fucking pepper belly. Oh shit, I wasn't expecting it. I was totally expecting to take the L.
No, I'm not taking the L on this, dude. My dick is rock hard out of anger right now. Fuck. I was so prepared for that shit.
Oh my god. Holy shit, dude.
Holy shit. I wasn't expecting it. So next bro court, it's you versus Josh.
Oh man. What are we gonna argue about?
And I'm not
what was that first one? A Bug's Life versus ants?
Yeah.
Suck my dick and balls, dude. Ants.
Interesting.
And that'll be the next bro court.
Oh boy.
I'm sure our audience will really love to hear our opinions on some Pixar films.
One was Pixar, one was not, and that's why Bug's Life is better. Just saying.
Whatever,
I'll save it. I'll save it. I'm gonna write it down.
Yeah, dude, you're so salty, dude.
Salty like a bitch.
He's taking our actual like opinion seriously for once.
Fucking idiots. Let's fucking move on from all of this garbage.
All right. Tell us about your dream, Josh. You said you had a really weird dream.
Right. So I had a dream. You guys are aware of Michael Cera, the actor?
Yeah.
Michael Cera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael Cera was my babysitter. Mm-hmm. I am the same age I am now.
Okay.
So I'm 26, and this 28-year-old, I believe, was my babysitter.
Okay.
And the lady that I frequent was knocking at the door to come into my own house, and Michael Cera started yelling at her, telling her to go away, that no girls were allowed until my parents were home. And I had an argument with Michael Cera, and he told me to go to my room, and I fucking did. I sat down and I was like, damn it. And I just fucking sat there. Like, I don't know how beta you have to be to get told by Michael Cera to go to your room.
That's ultimate
in a dream,
beta, dude.
And then you fucking do it?
Oh my god. That's so beta.
That's beta cucklord type shit.
Holy
dude.
Shit.
You got cucked by Michael Cera in your dreams.
Yeah. Not even in real life, just like in my dream. Yeah.
In your dreams, which. It could be worse.
In real life, if Michael Cera was in your house and he told you to go to your room, how would you react?
I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house, Michael Cera.
Break him in half with a fucking karate chop.
You haven't been in anything relevant since Arrested Development.
Ooh. No, he's been in stuff relevant after that.
Yeah.
Name one fucking
movie. This is the end? This is the end? That was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was great seeing him getting speared through the fucking stomach by a light pole.
My favorite part is when he slapped Rihanna's ass.
That was so goddamn funny.
That's so awesome, though. You get to do that, like, in a movie and not get, like...
Well, he got the shit slapped out of him. That was a real slap.
He was in that comic book movie, right?
Yeah, he was in...
Yeah.
Fucking...
Youth and Revolt's probably my favorite movie from him.
No, actually, that was a good movie.
I love that movie.
I'm trying to think of the movie where they had the Scott vegan something. Powers. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That fucking movie, when it came out, like that era of America, I wish we could just delete from the fucking history books.
I would take
because
it back
now.
Because
I feel like everyone was like so fucking quirky to be quirky. And, like,
oh, what is that, 2009 or something?
Yeah, 2008 to 2010, like that era.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's when Tumblr took off.
Existed. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck every person during that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool because I'm awkward. I have anxiety because it's cool.
Hey, my son was born in 09. My son was born in 09, so it would be funny if, like, in, like, 10 years, he, like, looks back and is like, hey, Dad, like, this is what was happening when I was born. I'm like, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, you little dork.
It's not as fun as what you thought. And he's, like, trying to embrace that fucking time period. And I'm like...
You know what made me feel bad is that they do 90s bar crawls now.
Yeah.
That didn't feel good. Oh, God. That did not feel good.
a 90s bar crawl for me is just going to a bar with the shit that I have on regularly.
Just like the same clothes just being that my I normal still have person. From the 90s, yeah.
How do you fit in them?
Except from the 90s. Like, I go to a 90s bar crawl and I'm like, oh, cool, I was going to wear this anyways.
That's right. Super convenient. Yeah, you just show up
and they're like, yeah, you just show up and they're like, holy fuck, great outfit. And you're like, huh? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Super on purpose.
Are you going to wear this?
Super costumey. I totally don't wear my JNCO jeans everywhere I go.
Yeah. Where did you get this? At a thrift store, because I'm broke.
Oh, no. JNCO jeans is going out of business? Who knew?
Who didn't want to wear those parachute pants? I mean, come on.
Color me fucking surprised.
No joke, though. I do shop at Goodwill because I find some really good pieces in there.
Dude, they go to, like, Ross and TJ Maxx and shit.
Dude. Yeah, but that's like white people thrift store. I'm talking about, like, Goodwill, where the clothes still smell like death.
What?
Yeah, you gotta wash them 4 or 5 times.
Oh, yeah, I wash them before I wear them, of course.
Well, yeah, but look, no, I've never been offered heroin in my life, except one time outside of a Goodwill. And, Jesus. He said, I thought it was a cop, because the dude was like, hey, man, you want some smack? And I was like, I've seen a video that says I should say no to this, and I walked away.
Well, that's understandable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how y'all just put, like, thrift stores on different tiers. I don't think it gets
stores?
It says thrift stores.
You said shores.
Oh, did I? Thrift store. It's a cool place.
She
Come
sells
hang
seashells
out.
At the thrift store. Great fucking... Gotta write that down. I'm on fire, dude.
And a word from our sponsors.
Hey, do you like wet bitches? Here's the plan. You're going to get 1,000 pugs, put it in a sidecar of your motorcycle, and drive down the street, and they're going to cream their panties. Melania Trump had this to say.
They are good.
Good! And we know that women love pugs. If you have 1,000 pugs in a sidecar of your motorcycle, whoa, they're all getting pregnant.
Hey, do you like tacos? Because they make mini wheats make tacos better. And if you eat the mini wheats, they make the tacos and the jalapenos way better. So eat the mini wheats.
Hey, you guys, can one of you organically bring up the fact that I can't shit in public?
Hey, you know what? It was weird. We were out in public, and then Girthquake 69, you know, Josh, was out in public, and he was like,
"Josh, it's a lot easier."
No.
No,
Girthaniel.
We're not gonna
call you. Yeah,
sweet. Girthaniel.
Yeah, Girthaniel. He was out in public, anyways, and he was like, "We got to go home because I can't shit here."
How wow.
That was there. It was an organic event.
Yeah, it didn't sound staged at all.
Yeah.
No.
Much like this part of the podcast doesn't seem set up for a joke.
No, not at all.
It's funny, like, on the real, in Maryland, when I worked up there, I would tell my boss, like, hey, I have to poop, I have to go home. And they were like, ha ha ha, that's really funny. And I was like, I'm serious, I'm leaving to go poop. And they were like, okay. And they just let me go home to shit because I worked, like, 5 minutes away from where I lived.
That's not even white privilege. That's Caucasian privilege.
No, I have a fucking deep-rooted issue, much like my hatred for clowns. I was in second grade, and it was the Halloween party, and I had a fuckload of candy, because my parents, like, every Halloween up to that point, had, like, hidden candy from me, so I had to just eat all of it immediately and just get, like, I don't know, diabetes at 7.
Yep.
So the school didn't do that at this time in the 90s. So I was just like, I was losing my fucking mind. They were like, oh, do you want a Starburst? Have a Starburst. And I was like, I'm going to have 70 of them. Anyways, my tum-tum got upset and I had to poop. So I run into the bathroom and I sit down and this kid, like, in the stall next to me was like, hey, are you pooping? And I was like, I'm really trying my best to. Thank you. And he stood up on the toilet and, like, did a pull-up. And started staring at me from on top of the stall next to me. And I was like, well, that's pretty fucking weird. I don't know anybody who would do that. And he was like, are you pooping at school? And I was like, yeah. Is that cool? And then the dude jumps down and climbs under the stall and stands in the stall with me face to face and starts making fun of me for pooping.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So I started
crying. I wonder how that guy's doing now. Yeah.
Probably not fucking well, because I had never seen... The thing is, the creepiest part of it, it wasn't an adult, it was a child. But I had never seen that child at school, and I never saw him again.
Whoa!
I know. So I don't know if God was like, man, Let's you fuck with this
not.
Guy.
You better not shit in public again.
And so I started crying while trying to take a shit. And then since then, like, every time I sit down in public, I just, like, get the fear that someone's like, this dumbass is pooping right now.
It's me again.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get fucking gun shy. And I just sit there like an asshole. And then I get up and walk away after farting, like, twice. So yeah, that's why I have to be at my house when I poop.
I don't hear any poops.
Hey. It's just like now it's him in his mind, like thinking right. It's me or Marcus that are gonna just like pull up and be like, "What you doing there, partner?"
What? Like, I told that story to my friend at an airport.
Any kaplunks?
I told my friends while I was at an airport. I was like, "Yeah, this like that's why I'm really uncomfortable right now because I have to shit." And we had a 6-hour flight.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, oh boy, I have to. Like, it's an emergency. So I went to the bathroom at the airport. Well, he was sleeping while I was telling another person the story. And he was like, well, where's Josh at? And they're like, oh, he's in the bathroom. And he was like, oh, I have a great idea. Since I didn't hear about his deep-rooted childhood issues. We wet a bunch of paper towels and jumped over the stall and threw them at me. And I was like, Vietnam-style flashbacks. And I was just like, So I didn't shit for 6 more hours. Then I had a 20-minute drive home, and then, yeah, it was the worst situation I've ever been in my entire life.
I've had
except the first time it happened.
I've had the opposite, because I ran out of toilet paper, and I didn't want to, it's not that I didn't want to, but I kept forgetting to buy more toilet paper, so I've been shitting everywhere but my home. I've been, like, exclusively shitting where I work. Instead of here, because dude, I don't have any. I was using fucking napkins, fast food napkins, as toilet paper.
Yeah, I've been there. Just go I've buy been some. There, buddy.
Yeah,
I have been there at your house, Austin, where I unfortunately had to shit. And I was like, "Hey, man," I was talking to Marcus because you were on the phone, and I was like, "Hey, does he have toilet paper?" And Marcus is like, "Nah, I think he's got some paper towels, though." And I was like, "Oh, goody."
That was not a joke. I was super serious.
Can't wait to use this fucking sandpaper style texture on my gentle asshole. That's gonna feel amazing.
I'm just gonna start keeping sandpaper when you come over.
Got a roll of sandpaper.
Yeah. Dude, Jeez. What's the worst thing you've wiped your ass with in your own home?
In my own home?
Yeah.
Ooh, a boy. Sock.
You've done it too?
I've had to use one of my socks, and luckily I was wearing socks that, like, when I, at home, which is rare for me,
dude.
But
it was the worst experience. I've done the roll of the toilet paper before.
Ooh, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah, the cardboard tube. Yeah, 100%.
I have some wet wipes in there. Those are like, you know.
Ooh, what did you do with a cardboard tube? My neighbor yells at my dogs a lot, so I threw it in his yard.
What I did is I peeled it before I even used it. I peeled it into different plies.
Oh, yeah,
plies.
You can peel the... Yeah.
Yeah, I peeled dude, it into different plies.
That's some MacGyver shit,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm MacGyver when I shit. Dude? Yeah, dude.
That's not a MacGyver. That's a MacGyver? That's a fucking MacGruber from SNL. Like, that's like a second-rate MacGyver.
It may be a step below MacGruber as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, generally, like, if I have to shit and I'm like, oh, no, I've made a mistake... I generally wear $7 pairs of shorts from Walmart. That's like my casual wear at my house.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, $7. I'll get a new pair. So I walk from my bathroom, because I'm bougie, I walk from my hallway bathroom to my actual bathroom in my bedroom, and I just take a shower and throw out my pants.
I've heard of the shower method. I've heard of the no toilet paper, you have to shit, take a shower.
It's
just
the
rinse
cleanest
your
butthole will be.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, bro, I think I'm going to get a bidet.
The ultimate. I've always wanted to know what that feels like, and I know when I take a big shit and the water, like, bloop, and I'm like,
oh. Oh, it feels amazing. The thing is, you can buy attachments for your regular peasant toilet, like I have, for like $30.
Wait, wow. That's affordable.
Attachments? Like,
yeah, you can attach a bidet to
under,
your...
Yeah.
It's like upgrading your Gundam wing, except for your asshole.
Somebody goes into your toilet, it's like +10, fucking clean. It's like, oh, shit.
roll a die for cleanliness +10.
+10.
Listen, cleanliness. Okay, okay.
Is there a Switch attachment to this, and it just sits there, and you can play on it? And just, you know.
Well, no, it's like it literally just like hooks up to the tank, and it just like when you hit the little button, it just splashes a little water in your beehole, dude.
That is wild.
Hey man, if you get a bidet, if you get a bidet, can I use it?
It's a bidet. No.
It's my toilet, dude. I don't even let the lady I frequent use my toilet.
Bidet. Can I use your bidet?
Once, but you can't enjoy it. You have to look angry the whole time you're shitting.
How are you gonna know? Are you gonna be watching me?
Like using a bidet. You think you're cool?
I'm just gonna do casual checks and swing open the door as fast as I can. Be like, ha!
Oh my god!
You have to sign a waiver to use my
bidet. Hey, how about this? It's fucking 2018. There should be a more sanitary and better way than shitting and wiping your asshole and going back into the general public. Do y'all agree?
I think, yeah, there's a thing in the bathroom generally called a fucking sink, and you wash your hands.
No, but I'm just saying still, though.
You don't just shit directly into your hand, and you're like, oh, well,
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, like, the general act of shitting, wiping your asshole, and then washing your hands, there's got to be a better way of doing that. It's fucking 2018.
The better way is the bidet.
No, better than that.
Oh, my God. We got to start a company with that slogan, dude.
Way better than that. Like, we've like advanced so many different parts of our lifestyle as humans, except for taking a shit.
Okay, hold on. What if we upgrade the bidet? Like, we're already talking about upgrading it. What if we just put hand sanitizer in it and just fucking hand sanitize
that would
burn. Fucking butthole? It doesn't matter. You know it's working. The burn means, hey, you're clean.
True.
That's very true. Like,
bleach.
When you have
everybody's butthole would be fucking white.
I don't want everyone's butthole to be kinda, right. What's up, black chicks?
We're not genociding. We're not genociding dark buttholes here.
What's up? Well, Austin likes black girl buttholes, so that's cool. And he wants them to stay that way.
So this just is.
Holy shit.
Austin is not okay with the gentrification of buttholes.
Dude, if my neighbor can hear this entire conversation I'm having, he's probably like, what the fuck is going on over there? Talking about fast food restaurants, and then Ryan Reynolds.
Fuck you.
Buttholes.
That shit was funny. So if you're not laughing, eat my ass, too.
Eat his white ass. Very
eat my very gentrified asshole.
God damn it. Oh, God damn it. All right, we're good.
Oh, shit. I'm crying this episode, guys.
I am, man.
I legitimately almost
I'm glad I had my shirt off.
I almost lost consciousness when I was laughing so hard. Like, my vision.
You get that, too? You get that, too?
I think it's a chubby dude thing.
Right! I get that so much. I was laughing at that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and I was...
casual, you were like, yeah, fat guy thing.
Just like, yes! I lose consciousness, my skin itches, I'm laughing too hard.
Bro, sweat real bad.
Bro, I was laughing at that thing I posted on our story, that Jean-Claude movie where the dude takes the fuse out the grenade and he's like, whoops, and then the grenade sparks and it blows him up. I was laughing so hard at that, and then I like everything almost went black.
Such a hard
I almost
story
passed out.
Dude.
God. I was laughing, and then I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you realize, like, holy shit,
easy,
am I gonna die right now? This is how I go.
I die.
Oh, the fucking irony.
They come in and be like, well, he was watching Hard Target. Yep.
Watching a fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme movie and just fucking died, man. I don't know.
He's over there naked. Looks like he just got done masturbating while the movie was still playing.
Okay.
Yeah, that really happened. Yep.
Who wins in a fight? Jean-Claude Van Damme, Sylvester Stallone, or...
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
In their primes, or right now?
In their primes.
Oh, that's gotta be Rocky, dude. Gotta be Sylvester Stallone.
Dude, I'm going Van Damme on this one, bro.
That's fair. I think Steven Seagal would be hilariously dead in the first 5 seconds of the fight.
Yeah, he would. Trying to do his...
Yo,
yeah.
He's got to be the fakest fucking martial artist. Like, worst. Honestly, he is the fakest martial artist is fucking Steven Seagal.
Every one of his movies, because I laugh at them so hard.
I mean, it's hilarious. Like, I have so much... Like, I'm really into fighting movies. I think they're fucking cool. Yeah. And, like, watching him makes me feel like... Holy shit.
I could do this.
I could do that. Like, I have the body shape to be a fucking, I don't know, a mafia member. And just not use guns, but just, like, punch people to death. And
Jean-Claude
like, all you have to have is a stupid ponytail. And you're
wait,
basically
yeah. Ponytail and be, like, slightly overweight.
Ultimate matchup just... is Chuck Norris in his prime versus Steven Seagal in his prime.
It's just, again
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I know Chuck Norris.
Steven Seagal has a prime, much like I have a prime right now in my life. Like, he's doing okay. Like you're not gonna
he
brag
can hold
about
his
it.
Own if there's like 3 8th graders.
Yeah, but if you met him, you wouldn't be like, oh, everybody on Facebook, I just met fucking Steven Seagal. You'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, I helped out a homeless weird fella today.
Honestly, if I
he's a fake cop now in New Orleans or some shit.
Honestly, if I walked up on Steven Seagal right now in public, I'd be like, holy shit, hope he doesn't see me, pull up the Instagram story, and just make fun of him in my head.
I would just go try to fight him, dude. What's he gonna do?
Do those slow moves that he does and
isn't
break his arm?
He's a cop, isn't he?
He's gonna wheeze
aggressively at you. Yeah. Like an asthmatic fucking.
And then when he's dead, he's gonna make some kind of off fucking joke, and he's gonna be like, "Well, I guess you're not coming home tonight." Like something weird like that, because he always does that every movie. It's always some weird ass joke.
Yeah, Steven, you're doing your best, bud. We get it.
I guess you won't show up to work tomorrow.
It's okay. It's a spiritual kind of thing.
It's like, what?
Still made it Russian.
His face, I like how
it's
his face
Russian.
Is always in the dark. I like how his face is, oh, yeah.
Holy shit. That's mind-blowing. You just did a Steven Seagal with a Russian undertone. It's phenomenal.
You are so communist, dude. You just checked a Moscow mule. Now you're
so sending the fucking
sending fuck, the cops.
Dude, we're sending Steven Seagal to your fucking house right now to kick your ass.
Actually,
commie piece of
Seagal,
shit.
Steven Seagal is a fucking Russian citizen. Did you know that?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Google
yep,
that.
He
he's a Russian
is.
Citizen.
100%.
And he's like best friends with Putin.
He's best friends with Putin.
Yep.
They go horseback riding together?
Probably, dude. And
oh,
like
fucking...
Oh god, is Steven I just googled it just to do it, but Steven Seagal looks like a really grown-up Guy Fieri. like if Guy Fieri matured, this is what he would look like.
Jesus.
That's his final stage.
This is his fucking level 2 Super Saiyan.
All right, boys.
Oh,
all right, boys, time to close this episode out strong. Episode out strong. Holy
wow,
episode.
You are. We're getting sloppy.
Yeah, man, we're getting. That's why we're closing it up.
We gotta stop this before we get.
We gotta do our classic, just real soft outro.
What's up? That's good. Hope you got your Usher playing. Real low.
You got a real sultry voice, boy.
Just let it burn, baby. We're gonna go out burning.
Marcus, you are as soft as a fucking knife right now. Chill it out.
That's cool.
Let's chill it out.
Hey.
Nice and fucking smooth like a jazz DJ from Detroit 1974.
I like that. My nibbles are hard. They can cut construction paper.
Sorry, I was coughing real loud.
I'd just like to say, honestly, thank you everyone for listening to our podcast.
Definitely.
Somehow made it this far through this shit show that was a podcast. I appreciate it. Follow us on our socials.
Yeah.
You know, we got Instagram, Facebook.
We're on Google Play, Stitcher. We just submitted to Spotify. We're growing.
Despite what you're doing, we're growing.
Yeah, we're like young 7-year-old children. Like we're getting there.
Despite the hate, we're great.
Hey,
that's
can
our
I?
Slogan now.
I also would like to do a special shout out to our listeners in Japan, Ireland, and France.
In America first. That's what Trump said, so I just say it now.
Well, we have French listeners, and we have Irish listeners, and we have listeners in Japan. And thank you.
Holy
That's
shit.
Surprising that we're going worldwide.
And I'm really sorry that your content in your country is so bad that you have to listen to ours, I guess. But I appreciate it.
Same.
Check us out. Spread the word. And final
thoughts. Spread the word.
Oh, one sentence for each of us? All right, Marcus.
Yeah. What up?
Okay, good. Right, awesome.
That was it.
Stay smooth.
Ooh.
So make sure you spay and neuter your dogs. All right, see you guys.
And we out. One comes around one today. They don't see things the same. Two over two out the door. Then you have magic. One comes around one today. They don't see things the same. Two over two out the door. Then you see things the same.